Youth Orchestras of San Antonio offers its own version of a pay-it-forward style concert this weekend. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan explains.
YOSA's Troy Peters says that pay-it-forward aspect is built into the DNA of these twice-a-year side-by-side performances.
In a side-by-side performance, we have a dozen musicians from the San Antonio Symphony and a dozen musicians from YOSA, student musicians, and each one of them is sitting next to their counterpart.
Young musicians absorb a lot by watching at rehearsals, but they also get to question their professional counterparts, and they take what they've learned back to the other YOSA musicians.
Those dozen kids will go back to the full orchestra with 100 other musicians and model what they've learned.
Peters says Saturday's performance at Laurel Heights United Methodist Church will be a ton of fun for the kids, but also for the audience.
Eric Grotz, the concertmaster of the San Antonio Symphony, is going to be our violin soloist. He's playing Mozart's D major violin concerto, which is just full of this youthful joy. We're playing a piece by an American composer named Jesse Montgomery that's called Starburst, and it's just 3 minutes long, and it's like it sounds. It's just like an explosion of energy. We're doing a sinfonietta by an English composer, Malcolm Arnold, who has some Texas associations. He lived in the Texas Hill Country late in life.
They're performing Haydn's Symphony No. 59, but it's best known by its nickname.
The Fire Symphony has this relentless drive, and it really sounds like something's on fire, but really an enjoyable piece to dig into.
Peter says they'll play music from four different centuries. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.